Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning in the Scripture to a passage we've been looking at for some weeks in Romans, the 8th chapter. Let's pray before we read. Romans 8, 14. Father, we thank you for your goodness and faithfulness. What a gracious, wonderful God you are. Thank you that you've not left us without comfort and without guidance, but you have given us the great Holy Spirit, the same Spirit who directed and anointed Jesus, is on us and in us. He is our teacher and our guide, and we look to you and yield to him today to give us utterance and to give everybody eyes and ears and a heart to receive. Help us to come up to a place of walking closer with you and being more sensitive and aware, more responsive and respectful to your Spirit and the leadings of the Lord. And we give you the glory, and we say what you show us will not be forgetful, but we'll be doers and those who practice the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Say it out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
Of the Word of God. Romans 8, 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How many of you, that scripture means more to you now than it did a few months ago? Just has more punch to you, doesn't it? Just well, for one thing, the more you are led by the Spirit, the more real it is to you. You know, you can watch this. If it's old to you, you're not living in it. What do you mean? Well, if you hear something, you go, oh, yeah, Brother Keith reads that every Sunday. I mean, you know, wish you'd find a new scripture. I know. Sons of God led by the Spirit of God. I know that verse. I've been knowing that since I was 15. You don't know much about it at all. Or you wouldn't think like that and you wouldn't feel that way. Did you hear me? If it's real to you, it's not old to you. You understand that? You don't hear it and go, yeah, ho-hum, yeah, I know that. I've been knowing that. No. Man, when it's working in your life, when you were led by the Spirit all week last week and were saved from all kind of mistakes and led into blessings, you say, hey, yeah, tell me some more. This is working, man. Tell me some more. Right? When it's real in your life and it's happening, you never tire of it. Never. It's never old to you. If it's real to you, it's never old to you. If it's old to you, it's not real to you. He said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Can sons of God expect to be led by the Spirit of God? Yes, they can. You know, the world is led by all kind of things. I'm talking about those who don't know God. Led by their head, mostly. Led by reasoning. Led by logic. Led by circumstances. Led by feelings. Led by emotions. How many people, God led them into a job or a business. Led them into a church. And then something happened they didn't like, and they got mad, and they threw their stuff down and quit. And they left where God led them into. Well, were they spirit-led out? Or were they offense led. Anger led. Hurt led. If you're led by hurts, you're not being led by the Holy Ghost. Right? How many times that kind of thing has happened? People are led by money. They'll leave a good church, leave good friends, leave a good situation, and go to a completely unknown place just for a few $1,000 a year raise. Well, I'm making more money. I've got to go. No, you don't got to go. You better go where the Lord tells you to go. Amen. Amen. Your job's not your source anyway. Right? He can bless you so many ways. Glory to God. We've been going over step by step how to be led by the Spirit. We talked at length about the person of the Holy Spirit. We talked about His ways. We talked about how He leads. The scripture here said He bears witness with our spirit. That not with our head, not with our emotions, not with our physical body, with our spirit. We took a lot of time talking about that. The witness of the Spirit. And then for some weeks now we've been talking about keys to increased sensitivity. Things you can do and I can do that will cause us to become more aware of the Holy Spirit's leadings and become more sensitive. How many have a desire that when He speaks to you, I mean He whispers to you, you hear it loud and clear and you know it's Him. Right? That you are not dull and confused, that He tries to get something across to you for a month and you still ain't got a clue. And He has the preacher preach on it and sends five people across your path to talk about it and you're still going, Lord, are You trying to tell me something? You hear people sometimes say, well, I tell you what, God would have to speak to me out of a burning bush. That's a bad thing to say. That means you're hard-headed and dull and slow. No. When He speaks to you softly, still small voice, not even talking about a voice now, but just that sense on the inside. And the witness, you know it, you know it's Him, and you're not arguing with Him, you're not bucking against Him, you respond to Him. That's the kind of people that get blessed, that are protected, and are led into great and good places. Amen? Amen. How many believe that the Holy Spirit of God, if you'll follow Him, He'll lead you right out of poverty into prosperity? Amen. You believe that? He'll do it. I've seen Him. He's done it with us. How many believe the Holy Spirit, if you'll listen to Him, follow Him, He'll lead you right out of sickness into health and strength? He'll show you every day. He'll show you what to do and what not to do, and He'll teach you, and He'll just take you right out of it. Might not all happen overnight, but if you'll follow Him, He'll take you right out of it. How many believe He'll take you, if a husband and wife will follow the Holy Spirit, He'll lead you out of torment and out of a bad marriage, and He'll show you what to fix and what to change until what was, like we preach on Friday night, what was bitter and sour can become sweet. Hallelujah. Somebody says, well, that ain't a word I'd use to describe my marriage. Well, you just keep hanging around here. You just keep hanging around here. Give God a chance. Don't give up on Him or each other. And watch what God will do for you. Yeah. So we talked about a number of things about how to increase insensitivity. I'll go over them briefly. We talked about yieldedness, how to yield to Him. We talked about openness. You can't just have everything planned and locked down and this is the way I've decided to do it and I'm going to do it. You got to be open that even in the middle of a thing for the Lord to show you something different. You know, I don't know. Just about every time that I preach, I got something in mind, a way to go, and I've heard from Him, but then in the middle of it, He shows me something else. And you got to be willing to just forget the notes and just go that away. Right? Or, you know, Phyllis and I, in learning how to be led by the Spirit. You know, there are days that we just, you know, once in a while have an off day and a fun day. And, you know, that just go, you know, maybe go on a drive or go on this. And you got kind of a plan, but then you just feel like, we ought to go over here. Or we ought to do this. And we've had some of the most amazing things happen to us, wind up at just exactly the right place at the right time. I mean, one day we took a ride and for some reason had forgot to take money with us. Didn't have any cash on us. And what all happened that day? The Lord led us, and we got to this one place. It was a race. It was a dirt track race. And I thought, well, I'd like to go that. And I was standing, and we just standing and looking, but we didn't have any money to get in. And the lady at the ticket counter, she said, would y'all like to go in? We said, yeah. She said, go on in. We said, thank you. And so we went to the races free. We ate free. What happened? How'd that happen? That's right. That's right. We didn't have no cash, but we did have that credit card. That's right. We were going to eat in a restaurant, but somebody came up and paid. And we just had fun all day and didn't plan to do any of that stuff. But we were just open. Everybody say open.
Open.
Got to be open. Don't make your plan and don't be rigid and, well, we've already planned this out and we got it. No, no. Stay open. We talked about a clear conscience. We talked about letting the peace of God rule in your heart. We talked about patience and perfection. And we talked about holiness. Remember that? That's just last week, right? Holiness. Without holiness, you won't see the Lord. You won't perceive His things. The Bible in Peter, he warns us about the deceptiveness of sin. Getting into sin will dull you. It'll darken your perception. And the worse lifestyle you lead, the duller you will become. But a separated unto God lifestyle, clean lifestyle, you'll get clearer, and sharper, and more sensitive. And this is not just doing something one day. This is how you live. Week in, week out, month after month, year after year. Now let's go on today. Turn with me, please, to James. The first chapter, let's talk about another thing, another area, another matter of practice whereby we can become more sensitive. James chapter 1. Everybody say it out loud while you're turning over there. I'm led by the Spirit.
Every day.
I miss.
Problems.
Accidents.
All the time,
I avoid
snares
and pitfalls,
and
I'm always
at the right place
at the right time
because
I am
led by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.